This one's over. Golden State forced to work pretty hard by this Rocket squad. They win 115-109 and sets up a game three coming your way on Saturday from Houston.
The Warriors will be heading to Houston for games 3 and 4, now leading 2-0 in their Western Conference semifinal series against the Rockets. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this Warrior Sound Update, a three-part listen-in to the talk after the Game 2 victory. First up, Draymond Green with Tim Roy and Jim Barnett on the Warriors Radio Network.
Draymond Green, again, nice enough to put the headset on to talk with us. And Draymond, describe this game and what was different maybe about Game 2 as opposed to Game 1?
I think this game was a lot more physical. They brought a lot of intensity, and we wanted to match that physicality. And I think we did a great job of that. And I think we also did a better job of not turning the ball over. But we got to take care of the three-point line better.
Draymond, when you get the ball off the double team, and you've got that either a three-on-two or two-on-one, however you want to describe that, what are your keys for what play you want to make?
It's really, I'm watching two guys. If the guy helps in on Andre lob, it's usually a kick to the corner. If my guy step up, I usually got the lob to Andre, and if he doesn't, just keep attacking the rim.
Draymond, I love the balanced scoring from the starters, all in double figures. You always had an answer, and you controlled the game from start to finish.
I think we did. We did a great job of that. Even when they had a couple times where they made runs. I think that's been the key in both of these games. They're going to make some shots. They're a great offensive team, and they did that tonight. But no matter what, in these two games, we've kept our poise, and that's going to be even more important when we go into their gym.
You had a 15-point lead late in the third quarter. Over the last 4.5 minutes, you did not score. They went on an 8-0 run. They cut it, and the lead was 7, 82-75 at the end of three. What did Steve Kerr tell you guys starting the fourth quarter?
Just let's come out, get a stop, get a bucket, and let's get the momentum back. And I think we did a great job of that. We got the first stop. We got a bucket. I think we pushed the lead back to 9, and we was able to seize control again.
Draymond, always appreciate your time. Congratulations on 2 hard-fought wins. Great job tonight. 15 points, 12 boards, 7 assists, and we'll see you on the way to Houston.
All right, thanks.
Now we hear from the TNT Inside the NBA crew with their wrap-up after Game 2.
We do not play again in this series until Saturday.
Man, that's a long time.
3 nights off. Plenty of time for Steph and James Harden to try to get themselves right. Don't know exactly the extent of how bad Harden is right now. It looked like he was sensitive to light and that kind of thing. A couple of those timeouts and that kind of thing. But again, 3 nights off before they play again.
Well, not only that. I mean, in the next game, not until is it Monday? So, I mean, it's just a must-win for the Rockets the next 2 games. I mean, it's as simple as I can put it.
Well, if you lose 2, this game's over.
No, but I'm saying, but they got to win both of those games. Yep. I mean, those next two games are must-win, plain and simple.
I think they're disappointed at the loss, but they're more disappointed in the turnovers. So if they could correct that problem and shoot pretty good at home, I think they can get Game 3. But Chuck is right. If they don't win that Game 3, pull them.
Well, if they lose Game 3, they're going to get swept. But they got to win both games. They got to win 3 and 4 to make this a series.
So if we know that's the case, what do they have to do? What I would say, I'll start it. You can kind of – that's why I wanted you guys to jump in. I think what they have to do differently is they have to figure out a way to involve the pick and – the role of the pick. In this series, the role has been null and void. Clint Capella has not been part of this series. His role has been stopped and stymied. So there's just been a pick. So that allows you to D up the shooter a little bit more aggressively. But if they don't figure out a way to involve the role, because it's the nights that he has 22 points and 15 rebounds that they become a little bit unstoppable.
Well, let me just say
so 14 and 10 from him is not.
No. Because it was 14 unmemorable points. I don't even remember probably but 4 of them.
But let me say this.
Because every lob they threw got deflected.
Yeah, without question.
Golden State's defense in the rotation.
They have to make the roll.
They got in the way.
I'm going to say these 2 stats. And you ain't probably never going to win a game unless you just playing against a crappy team. 17 turnovers and 18 offensive rebounds. That's crazy.
Yeah, 18 turnovers.
It's 18. Okay, yeah, that's team. But I'm looking at my stats. But 18 offensive rebounds. You're not gonna win many games like that.
Yeah, second chance points. Well, pretty even second chance points, 20-19 in a game. But when you look at those other numbers, they're pretty much even in the game. But the turnovers themselves, boy, that just killed any chance of momentum, especially in the first half.
Get the turnovers, the offensive rebound, you just don't get those opportunities.
Yep, exactly.
I mean, that's the difference in the game. And we're talking about a 6-point game.
How many possessions were there total?
77 and 91.
That's the difference.
That's the difference.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone
asked me, well, every team gets the same amount of possessions. No, they don't, because when you turn it over and they get offensive rebounds, you get more possessions. So if they had 91 opportunities to score, you only had 71 opportunities to score.
And they shot 46%.
You're going to basically lose most of the time. So you have 20. You're basically saying 20 times, you take the ball 20 times at us before we start the game.
So the question is, can they win the game?
Oh, yeah, sure. They could win a game.
But they're going to have to play well. I mean, honestly, I got to give the Rockets some credit. They did not whine and complain about the officiating tonight.
And the officiating was good.
The officiating was good, but it had to be good because everybody was watching. But turnovers and rebounds were the easy solution to this game for the Rockets.
It is a 2-0 series for the champs, 115-109.
And finally, the folks at NBA TV as they look ahead to Game 3.
From a Rockets perspective, what needs to change on their home floor?
First of all, it's almost like 4 days off, if you think about it. You know, waiting until 8:30 at night.
Right.
It's a lot
it's a
of
long
time,
time
in between. It really is. So kind of curious how both coaches will wind up scheduling the next couple of days, give them off tomorrow. Get everything prepared, and then will they go back and do a little live work on the floor just to break a sweat? But then again, you don't want anybody getting injured, or it doesn't matter what you do at the end of it. But for Houston coming back, I think obviously they want to tighten up at the defensive end of the floor if they can. I'd like to say they need to try and find a solution to Kevin Durant, but who has a solution for Kevin Durant? So do you tinker a little bit with the schemes that you've used in the first two games? You just try and do better at what you do. And then offensively, can they get guys involved? Capella, I think, needs to be a bigger part of their next game and what he can contribute to this team.
On both ends of the floor, right? You know, on the defensive end, when you get into some switching and, you know, obviously making plays in the pocket. They're hitting James a little bit earlier, making Capella get the ball earlier in the pocket as opposed to just catching the lobs. So he's going to have to be more of a factor there. But, you know, they have to play more mistake-free basketball, Houston does. 18 turnovers, they talked about a lot tonight. You know, they got to cut that down if they're going to expect to beat the defending champs.
They came out of the gate turning it over really sloppy in the first part of the game. And Capella, by the way, is a minus 36 in the minutes he's played so far in these first two games. The Rockets are 5-14 in the playoffs against the Warriors going back to 2015.